Two officers have been wounded by gunshots from a barricaded suspect in an ongoing standoff in South Anchorage. The Anchorage Police Department says one of the officers is being treated at a nearby hospital and is expected to live. The other was treated on scene. The active standoff has been going on for well over a day and began Wednesday morning after the suspect on Janami Street fired shots at two men trimming nearby trees. Later that same day, the suspect fired at police as they were preparing to deploy gas. So far, efforts at getting the man to surrender have failed. Speaking from the scene, police spokesperson Jennifer Castro says she doesn't recall a standoff lasting this long.
The environment that we're dealing with here is a little bit different than a lot of the ones that we traditionally respond to as far as barricaded subjects. We have a much larger residence with a lot more things spread out.
The suspect has been identified as 69-year-old Robert Musser. Castro declined to specify what kind of firearm was used against the two officers. For much of the day, a separate standoff was happening at a house on Misty Springs Court, not far from the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. Around a dozen members of law enforcement, including personnel from the Federal Bureau of Investigation SWAT team, were on hand and convinced 29-year-old Joseph Sikowski to surrender this afternoon. Castro says most of APD's SWAT resources were already at the Janami standoff, along with members of the state troopers, and that personnel are being steadily rotated in and out.
They're constantly doing checks on the officers out in the field. Hey, is everybody doing okay? Does anybody need a break? That kind of a thing. So we try really hard to make sure that everyone is functioning capable.
The SWAT team has been called out three times this week, starting with a standoff in Eagle River on Monday. Asked whether there's been why there's been such a tight cluster of similar incidents for over so few days, Castro was clear.
That's a great question. We have no idea.
This is an ongoing story. Check our website for updates.